Before we discuss the German power grid, it's important to take a simple look at neural networks and advanced control theory. A basic approach is reinforcement learning, taken from animal studies and psychology. Perhaps the most advanced approach is known as approximate dynamic programming, or ADP. The Hamilton-Jacobi-Bellman equation is a starting basis for ADP. Here is a simple illustration of an actor-critic architecture for ADP. As can be seen, the actor learns how the system and environment behave, as well as learning how to control actions affecting their behaviors. The critic learns how to improve the control policies that guide the actor. The ADP does not always require extensive and detailed engineering models to control a very complex system. This is a huge advantage. Robust, adaptive, and optimal control are three very large branches of control theory that are unified by ADP as developed for neural networks. Frank Lewis's group at the University of Texas at Arlington has also shown how the separately developed terminology in mathematics of these three branches is also unified by ADP, and hopefully this will help to bring the three communities together. There are several approaches to ADP control structures, depending on how the actor and critic are interrelated, and whether derivatives of the value function J or V are used or not. More recently, hierarchies of critics have been implemented. Germany is phasing out its nuclear plants in favor of wind and solar energy backed up by coal power. The government's transition to these green energy technologies is a challenge to its electric grids because wide fluctuations of wind and solar power can potentially cause blackouts, weakening voltage, and damage to industrial equipment. It is also problematic to control power flows to and from Germany's neighbors. In the period leading up to 2011, German power companies had to intervene in the country's network more than 1,000 times each year to keep the grid stable, although one comment in 2013 suggested this was every other day. A 2014 Siemens study reveals that the renewable sources of energy could be made much more efficient in Europe if wind turbines and solar powers panels were set up at optimal locations. This could produce savings of up to 45 billion euros. However, such a sustainable power supply would not only require stable grids, but smart transmission systems as well. From the illustration above, we can see that artificial neural networks are pervasive throughout Siemens' business beyond the electric power grid itself, including sensors, quality assurance, engineering control and diagnostics, supplier and customer markets, clinical, and environmental. But there is another important message. As Hans-Georg Zimmermann of Siemens has pointed out, even though artificial neural networks are a key tool for improving the solutions for tough, complex problems, they are components of much larger systems and must fit into each context. Even if you obtain considerable engineering and business improvements through the use of neural networks, to most managers and engineers, they are mysterious black boxes, and it is a big job to train old dogs to do new tricks. One challenge is to show that neural networks are safe to use in terms of personnel and facilities, and safe as well in terms of business risks.